Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hey guys, Cassie here. Before we start the episodes, I have a little content warning for this episode. Please check the show notes for more. I accidentally neglected to give a content warning for the previous episode. I'm very sorry to anyone to whom the last episode might have been a trigger. I honestly didn't consider it, and I have fixed it now. Sorry about that. Enjoy episode 18 of Counterbalance. Bye!
Blumen im Garten, so 20 Arten von Rosen, Nelken und Narzissen leisten sich heute die kleinsten Leute. Das will ich alles gar nicht wissen. Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus steht draußen am Balkon. Holleri, holleri, hollero. Was will ich rote Rosen? Was will ich roten Mohn? Holleri, holleri, hollero. Und wenn ein Bösewicht was Ungezogenes spricht, dann hole ich meinen Kaktus und der sticht, sticht, sticht. Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus steht draußen am Balkon. Holleri, holleri, hollero.
I'm back.
Are you done?
Well, obviously.
Did you wash your hands?
No.
Ugh.
Do you need to?
Nah, I'm good. Just went while you were gone.
Great. Say, What language was that you were singing in?
Just now?
Yes.
That was German.
Is that another human language?
Yeah. We humans have a lot of languages.
Mm. Is Theanea a language humans speak?
I don't think so. I thought we were speaking English.
No, we're speaking Theanea.
Is that your native language? The one you think in? Because I'm sure I think in the same language I speak in.
No, my native language is Azuri. But I speak both. Kaerun is a very cosmopolitan place.
Maybe I somehow learned a new language? Back in Europa, the languages were a mess. I grew up learning three. Maybe I learned a fourth and my brain doesn't really register it as a new one anymore.
Maybe. Anyway, we should get going again. Where?
Come on, Mal! Potty break's over! Maliki!
What is he doing?
I don't know. The moment he saw the thorn bush, he was already up and running down and dove right into it.
Has he just been rolling around in it this whole time?
Well, if he enjoys it.
I'll never understand that guy.
Mal! Get up here already! Maliki! Is this your idea of fun? No thanks. I'd rather be cold than perforated. And I just got these clothes. I don't want to ruin them right away.
Tell him we're leaving without him.
Raka says we're leaving without you.
Tell her she can't run from me. Now that I have my escalade.
But that was certainly a mistake.
Oh, come on. Look at him. He's having fun. When was the last time you saw him this excited?
Never. And I haven't known him long enough to make any long-term assessments like that. Come on, he'll catch up.
Okay. Well, looks like at least you now trust that he'll follow us despite having his Edward.
I don't know what else to do.
What do you mean?
I can't just tether him again. Not after we basically made an oath.
An oath? But he's not a spirit.
I know.
Any promise to him isn't as binding as it is to those, right?
It's what happens when you deal with spirits. They're all about oaths and not breaking them.
Keeping one's oath is a mindset, not dependent on the kind of person you're making it with, human.
Oh, Ferris, you're talking to us again!
I'm a little busy today.
What are you up to?
They're in business, little mortal. They're in business.
Oh, okay, I won't pry. By the way, Raka, you want the windchill back?
No. Why don't you hold on to that for a while? I already have so much to carry.
Ah, yeah, you do. Yeah, I can do that. I'll be around for a while, I guess.
And...
Hmm?
I kinda don't feel like dealing with it for now. Not after... what happened the other day.
What do you mean?
I never really... No one at the university knows or knew.
Oh. Oh! You mean about your fear?
Yeah. Now Aurel knows. And I don't know if he's already started using the transmitted recordings for anything. He might already...
Yeah, holy shit! I think I just lost one life!
That was good. Took it. Haven't done that in too long.
Don't just appear in front of us like that.
Yeah.
I told you I would fight you.
Can you please tell us what you were doing in that thorn bush?
Yeah, that must have hurt.
The pricks are... They accelerate. They are accelerating.
Yeah, and you brought half the bush along with you.
Go back and try it. It's refreshing.
Why do I even bother brushing all the debris out of your fur when you're going to do this?
Wait. Is this Sparkthorn?
What?
Its pricks feel good, that's all I know. Especially when it's cold. Warms you up.
Among other things.
Do you want your fur coat back now?
I don't need it now. I'm heated up. You keep it on for a while.
Okay, cool.
Maybe it'll finish merging with you and you'll become a Koshuris.
What?
And then you won't freeze anymore. And you'll make a delicious meal.
What's merging with me?
It's already become part of you. It's melted into your neck and turned your hair white.
Her hair has always been like that, Maliki.
Is he hallucinating?
The pricks are slightly psychedelic.
Oh, shit.
Psychedelic, yes.
Is he on drugs? Oh, Maliki's on drugs. How do I look? Huh? Does it grow?
Ooh, I'm a monster, I'm a cushion eyes. I don't want to deal with this.
It's been hard on you, Raka. You look like you could use a vacation.
Let's just keep going.
All right.
We should reach a vantage point soon. If we're lucky, you might be able to see something that will help us. Aetherphrys or something.
Would they lead us to the dome of woven water?
I don't know. I'm just grasping straws at this point. I have no idea where to look for this dome of water.
I wish that Veihar guy had just given us better coordinates. What was the name? Thorian
Tharis.
Mm-hmm. How do you even remember that?
Simple mnemonics. Their name is made of the runes Thorian and Litharis, meaning devourer of knowledge.
Damn, is their name? Thorian Tharis, Veihar of the Dome, woven of water, devourer of knowledge. Raka knows them as, stop you bastard, leave my knowledge alone. Maliki knows them as, filthy bear, I'm gonna smack your face. And there are other secret names we do not know yet.
What?
I will banish its face.
No, you won't.
The Veihar can't be far. It must be around here.
What makes you think that we even went the right direction?
I can smell it.
What?
It left a trail reeking of the decaying, filthy thoughts it took from you.
I don't think we'll get anything useful out of it today.
Nope.
Why are you guys not laughing? I will see if I find prey.
Sure. It would be your turn anyway. Why does he always need to use runes? Why can't he just use his legs like a normal person?
Duh. He isn't normal. I wouldn't do that either. Well, as far as we know, he's been living alone up here since he lost Atsari. Who was gonna tell him not to do things his way? He's been living the life.
Of course. But every rune he uses drains his energy.
Ah, yeah.
Have you noticed the rings under his eyes?
Mm-hmm. In fairness, though, you haven't really let us sleep beyond dawn. Maybe he just needs more sleep.
Sure he does. But that's just because he keeps exhausting his energy.
Yeah.
And we would never make any progress if I just let you sleep as long as you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This looks like quite a steep incline, but I think that might be the highest point on this hill, at least.
Yeah.
Once we get up there, we should have a good view of the area.
I hope you're right. It would be a waste if we went all the way up here for nothing.
There. finally.
Damn! Wait, we're still not at the top of the Skunda?
Of course not. At your pace, it would take another month to reach the peak.
Just a month?
Yes.
What the fuck?
What?
Wait, which one is the Skunda? Oh. That mountain across the valley, or that even larger mountain behind it?
The large one, in the distance.
Oh shit, where did you come from?
The one staring at us with a frosty glare, baring its fangs at us in a large grin.
What?
That's Scouter's Horn. Or as the carrier call it, the Skunder.
Oh!
My home.
It's gonna take us weeks to get up that thing.
Yeah.
Not with my wind runes. I can get us up there in a breeze.
Don't you dare.
He made a pun. Hey, Raka. I was wondering, what exactly is that thing there?
What thing?
There. Kinda looks like a small white moon, but at a different fullness state than the big blue one.
Oh. Seems like Danny is about to rise.
Danny?
Yes.
Who's that?
The second moon?
There's a second moon?
Yes. Comes out for a few days every month. Have you never seen it?
Nope.
Did you humans live in a place from where you couldn't see the moons?
No, not really. We had a sky with a sun and a moon.
Odd.
You know, something about this valley seems kind of familiar.
Have you been here?
I might have been. Maybe I came through here when I fled from our village.
Fled? Why did you flee?
We were attacked by... what did you call them again, Maliki?
Green Eaters.
Yeah, those.
Oh, yes, I faintly remember. Spirits with a, Aetar rune.
You got it, girl. Well done. Hey, Mal.
Maliki.
Do you know if that mountain across the valley has a name?
I heard the carrier call it Tapings.
I can see why.
Skurke call it the three-horned mutant.
Of course. Everything has horns for you, doesn't it?
Creatures without horns make no sense.
Well, I guess that means I should feel honored that he calls me Monohorn. At least that means I make half sense to him.
You're doing great. Just stay positive. He basically said I make no sense to him.
Oh.
But that's all right. I'm not here to make sense.
You're a female.
Yeah.
All females have two horns.
No way. What a guy. Hey, Raka.
Hmm?
That Tree Peaks is a pretty big landmark, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, if Maliki knows that the locals around here give it a name, is there any chance that it would be on your map?
My map?
Raka, Raka, poor Raka. Not there. You wouldn't keep it where the blankets and the pot are, would you? You always put it here, in this side pocket.
Oh.
In with your journal. See?
Oh, of course. I have a map.
You obtained a map.
I'm sorry.
Hey, no sweat. That's what I'm here for.
I really regret not taking that oath, but my work...
I get it. It's important to you, but you wrote journals, right?
Yes.
Well, even if the Bayard takes the memories from out of your head, you'll still have the written journals, won't you?
I don't know.
Well, you can just read from your notes. Remind yourself. Maybe you'll remember some things when you read about them. I know it's not the same as having experienced them, but it's still a backup plan.
You're right.
You know, Raka, I once heard something on a stream, or maybe on a podcast, I can't remember, that when you forget things, it makes you appreciate the present more. Cherish new memories, embrace new experiences. Helps you stay positive, live in the moment and that stuff, you know?
Is that why you never remember what Maliki cooked for dinner the day before?
I format my hard drive every day, man. No need to let excess memory clutter my already little processing power. I need that for hikes like these.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll keep it in mind. It seems we are over here. The Tree Peaks isn't named, but it's painted in.
Anything that could look like a dome made of water?
I'm not sure if a cartographer could have come across that. Dome woven of water sounds like something made by Vehar or Vehrin.
I was wondering what that might be.
I don't think we'll find it on a map.
Mm.
Is there anything else out of the ordinary you can see nearby?
I see some of the glowing threads going through the mountain. The tree peaks, not the Skunder.
Oh.
Actually, there's one point where it seems like they're bundled together.
Like woven sky!
Yarta, I ask you not to!
I see it!
See what?
The woven sky, the woven water!
You saw the dome?
Yes!
Didn't you say you can't see the weave?
I saw it!
Did you hallucinate?
Did the thorn pricks make him see it?
Let's find out. Where do you see these things, Maliki?
Between the second and third peak, on a cliff. There!
Oh, that's where I see the threats bundle!
You can't see it from here. Behind the peak is a large den. Mm. A building!
Oh.
The strings bundle together to look like a mushroom's cap.
Like a dome?
A dome, yes! The dome is held up by a ring of stalks or trunks, stone trunks. Very large. Like the large trees in Kyria. Mm-hmm. And then still bigger.
Wow.
The village we came from fits inside the dome at least 5 times.
What?
No.
I can't explain. I will show you.
No, stop, don't!
Liberty!
They're really starting to get used to each other, it seems.
That's no good.
What, them becoming used to each other?
No, that... Well, maybe that too, but Malachi's behavior is becoming increasingly more concerning. And the fact that Raka doesn't tether him anymore is irresponsible, to say the least.
No, it's not. She's keeping her word. Even if it's hard for her. It's the first sign that she's trying to earn trust rather than to force it.
Oh, sure.
It's good for her.
That doesn't change the fact that this isn't going to be good for her reputation if these recordings should ever be used as a resource for Rising Patchers.
I disagree. People need to know this. Raka mentioned herself that keeping to your word is a mindset you grow into when you're dealing with the spirits, and this is an example.
This one turned out not as useful for the documentation of a Patcher's work as I'd hoped. I might consider putting this one to the useless recordings.
It's not useless. I disagree. But perhaps, before you make up your mind, let's see what happens next. It might still be useful.
Depending on how the next one goes, yes.
Look, the next one's already in session. Should we listen in?
You might as well.
Okay. And the references?
Oh, yeah, references, right.
Okay.
All right, date of recording is... Ooh, what day is it?
Rianuka.
Rianuka, yes. On the 104th day of Bekos, fifth year of the Veer, in the 101st generation. Vocal enchantments were woven by Kessar Rilinicki, Aethor Vitherson, Carolyn Monterola, Esther Ellis, Hem Brewster, and Travis Fengroff. Hope you can write really quickly.
Very fast.
Music shells provided by Fui Madan. Audio enchantments by Sarah Bachinski. Written and produced by Kessar Rilinicki.
And done. Very fast.
Yeah. I'm actually quite impressed with it.
We interrupt this program to inform you about the new radio drama, officially sanctioned by the Immortal Emperor himself, Ghosts on a Train. Ghosts on a Train is all about the pride of Duskwall and the courageous but eccentric line bulls that keep our railways safe. Let's hear from the bulls now. Andrew Anderson, badge named Dunville.
The best thing about being a line bull is definitely the train. Back at the orphanage, I shared my room with 20 people, and now I only share it with 3. Ooh, plus the food's way better. Plus there's a hot tub, and I swear that someday...
Yeah, we only have so much time. Adric, a.k.a. Drix, badge name Colburn.
Close calls, huh? That was a wild one, but, you know what cowboy never rodeos entails.
Oh, that's unhelpful. Pippin Pip McKeel, badge name McKeel.
Well, I think it's best about the train is the unintelligible mumblings of a drunken.
Ah, well, listen to Ghosts on a Train, a Ghost Lines actual play, releasing every other Thursday on a podcatcher near you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait. The excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.